I'm responsible for getting him, the baby, and Stunner for Vegas on a song together. Like I said, I was in a foster home, so I done lived a life where I ain't the freshest, I ain't the coolest. Yeah, I'm coming to school late. Yeah, I'm the one that can't be on the field trips because I ain't got the money like that. Just going through elements like that, it just taught me, like, bro, you got to be able to laugh at your pain. Bro, I got drunk, I peed on myself, I peed on my phone, bro. Shit stopped working. He like, bro, don't be one of these guys out here that chase the status of a woman to determine yourself.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.
Something I heard consistent with all of these stories, man, it seemed like you're not afraid to have some self-reflection after making an impulsive decision. Like, when you wake up, you don't mind self-reflecting. And that's part of growing up, too, because a lot of times people these days, or also in the youth, hell, it's even some, a lot of grown folks, still, they don't self-reflect after. And then, even if you know they, even if they know they wrong, they still don't want to admit it. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you get there, and why do you think that's important?
It's something I made it called traumedy. Like, when you go through situations so bad or trauma, you just got to laugh at it. Like, later on, it's just like, man, I can't believe I survived that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever been through one of them situations? Like, you texting the drive, nigga.
Right.
You get to the house, you shook up, you get home, you like,
Nigga,
slow. Like, come on, man. Right. Like, come on, Matt, you got that. Like, what you doing, gay? Like, it's some of them moments to where, like I said, I was in a foster home, so I done lived a life where I ain't the freshest, I ain't the coolest. Yeah, I'm coming to school late. Yeah, I'm the one that can't be on the field trips because I ain't got the money like that. And then, like, I ain't really got the friends. They might got a – I'd have been in a certain situation where they like, okay, the foster kids get off the bus last, everybody off the bus first. They literally separated on some shit. Like, so when you got to go through all this shit and knowing your whole life is on the forefront, like, and being from a mom, like, R.P. Debra Faye, like, she was somebody, like, she really – put us in that comedy of, like, the Wayans Brothers stuff. She loved comedy. I feel like she wanted to be a comedian. Like, she put us in the aspect of the Wayans Brothers. Just growing up with a family and understanding, like, only thing we can do is laugh. Like, we was a family. If you try to play with us, you know you're going to get it. Like, it's like, you're getting joked on. Like, right. You can't come over here and say something. It's like 6 miles in here. We going to get up. Like, so knowing that, like, it just made me go ahead and be on the butt defense. So, it's like, yeah, I ain't got this, but... Yeah. What about you? Right. So just being so ready and alert, I used to be in the house just preparing myself to roast people. Like, just premeditating all of this shit. It got so bad when I started being attention hungry. Like, I go and cut my hair, leave my edge up off. I'm knowing somebody in school going to say something. Right. And I got some shit.
Got some fire waiting on them.
I swear, people know. Like, in Tarbor High, niggas know, like, bro, it's to a certain extent. The few people that's around the people that know, like, bro, don't even bother him. He gonna OD. He gonna overkill. Isn't he gonna slide across the table? Like, he gonna do some dumb. Like, just leave him alone. Let him, like, bro.
Yeah, for real.
He baiting you in to joke on him. Yeah. So just going through.
Looking for a reason to just go off on your ass.
Man, my situation at home ain't good. So I'm gonna come to school and joke and be a clown.
Right.
Most of it just to get some attention, get on some niggas nerves. So you say something, now I get to joke. Like, as I'm older now, it's the fact of I ain't bullying. But I know how to bait in a bully. Like, I just know how to bait in bullies. And it's kind of like, a Robin Hood situation. Well, I guess I ain't doing nothing wrong because I'm bullying I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying?
I bully the bully. You know what I'm saying? I'm joking on the bully. Yeah.
And I ain't saying it's that because a lot of bullies was my boys because of me being funny. But they know I be the one that'll joke on them before anybody else would. Right. You know what I'm saying? But just going through elements like that, it just taught me, like, bro, you got to be able to laugh at your pain. So the fact of doing the comedy stuff, I don't hide nothing. I don't hold nothing in. Like, I had to tell one of my homeboys, like, bro, he's like, I've been calling your phone, man. I'm like, bro, my phone broke. I didn't have to tell him how my phone broke, but I told him, like, bro, I got drunk. I peed on myself. I peed on my phone, bro. Shit stopped working. He like, bro, you ain't got to be so honest sometimes, bro. Like, you ain't got to be like,
like,
bro,
it is, like, what it is.
Fuck it. Like, that's what happened, bro. Now you know I ain't lying. I laid it all out.
It's a lot of pissy drunks out there. It's a lot of them. You ain't by yourself. Like, y'all feel comfortable. Like, Big Carolina, man. It's like, come on now. It is what it is.
I woke up. My phone had fog in the front of the screen. I said, God damn.
That's crazy.
But that's what helped, bro. Like, you really got to just be somebody where it's like life or death. Every situation, I think like that, it's not going to kill me to tell the truth.
Right, right.
Like, and if it will, I'm going to lie. More. Now, if I got to, now I'm going to lie.
Right.
But if it's egotistically like, I'm going to say what it is. Like, look, hey, do what you got to do. But,
right.
Yeah. Nah, man. Yeah, you got to just be somebody that's willing to just be like, yo, what the fuck you going to, worst case scenario, somebody could potentially hurt you or try to harm you about something that you seen.
Right. Right.
But the chances of that is very thin when you ain't coming from a bad place and you just telling the honest truth. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that is true.
So it's just game. Easy to just say what I'm going to say, especially when it's about me. You're going to be mad because I told you something about myself. Like,
right.
So I just spill it out. Like, I ain't got shit to hide from nobody.
Right. Yeah, 100%. 100%. Now, I want to talk about, man, I've seen you, like, with you steady growing, I've seen you got relationships with, like, Stunner for Vegas,
yeah.
FBG Duck. And all that stuff like that. It's like, what's kind of like the pros and cons of knowing these people in these elevated positions?
Yeah, see, Stunner, my boy. Like, Stunner, me and him, we've been locked in since, like, 2018. Like, met him in the studio making beats. And just me growing, doing the content, and him growing his career, we just brush shoulders on the internet enough to where it's like, we just always stay locked in and stay in touch. Like, he was on got Reggie stream, one of Cosinette homeboy streams the other day. As soon as he got off, I called him because, you know, like, that's one of the things we talked about. I'm like, bro, with the following you got and how we talk and the shit you say, bro, you got to be on, like, you got to be on podcast streams doing something, and a nigga be cooking like a motherfucker. Like, I'm like, bro, the world got to see this.
That's
shit,
hard.
Bro. Like, so me and him, we do some collab. Anytime he cook, if you ever see a cooking video of him, you're going to hear me in the voiceover. So I do, like, some comedy shit, like if Stunner 4 was a celebrity chef, so I get to just like like impersonating him. I rap some shit about the food and shit.
Oh, like, I seen that. I seen something like that. That shit was hilarious.
That's with him and with FBG Duck. It was more like some of his like affiliates I was rocking with. Like one of his affiliates, my boy Cam J. He was just like somebody got like work with him. But the thing with him is through me rocking with Stunner and building that relationship, I just knew him, and that was cool. So it was like I planted this seed. I was going viral online, so I met him with the fact of producing. Okay. At the same time, I was going viral around the top 15 rap list stuff. I was going viral for artists, period. So I could post, like, I remember one time Cardi B had got some Swisher Sweet Ugg boots. Like, and I posted it, and it got, like, 2 million views. This on Facebook. Like, 6ix9ine saying, like, fuck Chief Keef and these other guys. I post that million views. So I could post regular rap blog shit and just smoke.
Got it.
So in the midst of posting the rap shit, I post a guy, Goyeo from Texas. He's like an artist I've been rocking with. Shout out to Goyeo. So his shit ended up going viral on my page and like a million and some change. And me and him locked in. So he on the phone. It's like 2017, 18. So we on video call. We talking for the first time. He like, bro, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm seeing on the camera, he got FBG Duck slide video up in the back, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it ain't even viral yet. It's probably like 400, 500,000 views. But everybody knew that song was about to go viral.
Right,
so it
right.
was like, okay. He like, man, I'm thinking about getting a feature with FBG Duck. I was like, nah, bro. Like, go get the baby. Go get the baby. Go get Stunner 4. For one, like, with FBG Duck already being like a, at this time, basically a seasoned internet vet. He been doing this since 2011, hitting millions of views. My boy Goyeo, I'm responsible for getting him, the baby, and Stunner 4 Vegas on a song together. So he already had, like, his career going. He was bubbling. Like, the baby was getting there. Stunner was getting there. They got there, and they did the animal. They going crazy.
Right.
And that's on, like, the southern part of America. You know, it's like the southeast, like, going out on our side.
For sure.
So he more west. He doing his thing. FBG Duck, he more Midwest too. Like, so that's kind of like out there Chicago. So it's like they got their own kind of, you know, it ain't so far, but it's like they hearing wind of them as well as us, but he definitely hearing wind over Chicago. They already had their platform laid out. So he like, yo, I think I'm about to get this FBG Duck feature. I'm like, bro, like, go to Baby and Stunner. Like, and that's no disrespect to FBG Duck. It's just, I'm like, yo, for one, he's a seasoned vet in his YouTube game. Like, he already been on YouTube millions of views since 2011. It's 2000, 19, something like that. So it's like his price might be a lot steeper. Right. And the fact he got this immediate song that we know is about to be a hit. Trust me, the way we know, he know it too.
Right.
So ain't like he finna cut no deals or, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying, yeah, yo, needed that, but I'm just thinking on the business note.
Right.
So then on the flip side, I'm like, yo, you probably can get a nice deal with Stunna and the baby, and they really got the whole state on lock. So it's instead of like, you know, just having like one specific area that's popular, you kind of going to do a, kind of can put your own footprint, your own solid steps in the, what I call it, the consumer's market. Like, you kind of like, you kind of solidifying yourself working in amongst of these guys because they the ones that really was running the game right then. Like, all the shows, they was beating up the state. So it's like, get in with them. They end up doing a fire song together. They end up recording it all on stream and all of that. But he got done doing it. I called and I was like, bro, I'm glad you know what I'm saying?
Dope,
I'm glad you listened to me. I'm glad you picked that idea. So,
yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, so shout out my boy Yayo. Shout out Stun. Shout out the baby, man.
Yeah, salute. Big time salute to them boys, man. Yeah. They put on for Carolina in a whole different type of way.
Yeah,
I love that movement and wave that they had going on, man. And what they still doing now.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm glad they got the business or they situation settled. They back on good terms.
I love that.
Stunner told me, like, bro, we got something in the cut. He told me, like, he got something in the cut, some heat, man, and I'm waiting to hear it.
I rock with both of them heavy, yo. That's that is what's up. I'm really glad to see that. They need to lock in, man. Stay locked in.
Yeah, for real.
For real. Now, Big Caroline 252 on OnlyFans. Like, what? I ain't know nothing about that. Like, what? Like, hey, I saw you with the OnlyFans model. I'm like, okay, was these just skits or this, like, something else going on? Like, can you tell us a little bit about your experience dating the OnlyFans model and where that took you?
First, shout out to her. She knows she is. Shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? All love. Shout out to her. I am on OnlyFans. Definitely on somebody OnlyFans somewhere. I ain't on mine no more. Like, I done got the account, like, disabled. So I don't even know how to really upload on that bitch. Like,
gotcha.
You got to do some tax information, all this other smart shit that I don't know about. So it's like, if it's anything I got to pay to upload, I don't want to do it.
Mm.
So the thing outside of that is, like, just doing content, people will find you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times people will find you and it go from there. So, really, like, found somebody. Like, somebody, like, hit me up. Like, yo, I want to do some work.
Okay.
Start working. In the midst of that, just being who I am, like, the vibe hit the vibe. And then it was on some kind of, like, joking. Like, man, it'll be funny if we did that. You know, the internet
who said that?
Crazy.
Which one said,
like,
that?
It was, like, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Cause I know that sounds like some game from either a woman or a girl or a man. But yeah, go ahead. My bad.
Yeah, but we already. It's like when you know the vibe. But so I can't explain it. Like, when you just know some shit gonna go down. It's like that's kind of like how motherfucker trying to play this best friend role. Shit, I ain't with none of that. Like, I ain't.
Right.
But it's like that energy was already in the air. So it was like it would probably be like a wave if we try to do this. Like, the internet probably fucked with it too, which they did. So it was cool. Like, it was really cool. I was already, like, low key doing some OnlyFans stuff. It was called Connect Pal. Before OnlyFans, something called Connect Pal.
Okay.
So I was already, like, dipping and dabbling in it then, but I wasn't taking it full time. So then when I linked with somebody that got, like, basically over 1 million followers for doing this, it's like, all right, you know what? This is what they do. And I done seen the income, I seen how it go. I know just as a content creator, outside of just like the sexual nature, I know that as a content creator, I can do a lot in the midst of this.
Mm.
So that was like the way that it went. But at the same time, the downfall of it is, like, I feel like a lot of the content creators, a lot, especially like men, female, but like especially like the OnlyFans ones, they got a certain selection of, I can cut right to the chase to get money versus I can be with a man and I really like just wait till that money connect when it need to. Because at the same time, still a man, and I had a situation going on where I got my apartment and all this, an expensive apartment, all this stuff, and she got her house and all this other stuff. But right. in the midst of it, it's kind of like you could either be waiting on when my money hit, or you can just make your own moves in the snap of your finger, however you handle your business, and you can get that money a lot faster. Right. So knowing that, on a black and white mindset, it's kind of like, what's the point of having a boyfriend? You know what I'm saying? What's the point of having a girlfriend? What's the point? It's like, if it can go there, it's really
right.
no need in that lane. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like on a, we was both independent people, whereas like, I don't, my life good without you,
right?
Like with you, like I'm gonna be that,
right?
So once it really boiled down to like, man, and we both are just like we both superstars. So
mm-hmm.
I ain't finna just bow down to what you got going on in your world. Right. You ain't just finna bow down to what I got on. So it's like we just learn, okay, before it get crazy, I'd rather just back out the situation. And that was like kind of on my behalf, where it's like, you know what? Honestly, I really just can't afford to be here. Like, I can't right. afford doing this.
What
like,
is the expenses when you say I can't afford?
I feel like it's just the fact of once you start taking on a woman as, like, your girl,
mm-hmm.
if you're a man, and this my perspective, I see y'all do this a lot. This is my first time getting to do that if you're a man. So yeah. let me sit up properly. This is my first time. I feel like, my perspective, if you a man and you want to control how the notion move around you on a logical, on a safety mindset, on a discipline mindset, on an organized mindset, like, you have to be able to afford everything. Mm. I feel like because in a black and white world, it's like, when somebody like, let's go 50-50, which I was never for. That's why I'm going to keep my 100 over here. You keep your 100 over here, and we can link up and sometimes have 200 or 150 or something. But
right.
it's kind of a note where it's like, when somebody, when you got to tell a woman, you want to tell a woman, oh, let's go 50-50, that means she get to have her opinion, her say-so. So it might not be the logical opinion. It might not be the... She has that opinion. It don't align
with yours.
Yeah, so it's like with us, we know, okay, with me paying bills or me doing certain things, like I want this done at this time or that done at that time, and it's going to stay like that because I'm paying 100% of everything. But mm-hmm. that can change when you got somebody that might move on emotions, where it's like, well, tonight I might do it like this because the female's over, or I might do it like that because the... Mm-hmm. No, so this ain't like exactly what I'm talking about. My situation, yeah, I'm yeah. saying like for perspective, the whole narrative. I feel like if you somebody that want to control how the situation move, you have to be able to pay 100% because if she has to go out, put on her work clothes or mm-hmm. strip outfit or OnlyFans or whatever, like she gonna have say so in the moves. Like, nigga, I work the same way you do.
Right.
So in the midst of doing that and understanding, okay, honestly, it was kind of like, I don't suggest no man to ever do this. Don't get with a girl and try to meet her where she at. Like, you know what? I ain't there yet, but I'm a grind. I'm going to use her as motivation. No, it's not going to work because okay. she could cut that light off in a moment. And now this race that you thought was running, that game don't even exist no more. Like,
right.
Nigga, what you running towards me for? I don't want you. So, like, in the midst of knowing shit like that, it just let me know, like, look, you got to be prepared to do it by yourself, for yourself, and knowing what's the reason behind it. Because if you give somebody this open room, like I said, it could be, if we both pay for this car, it right. is like, look, we need to do this to go get our money. I use the car to go get money, and that's it, and bring it back home.
Right.
You do pay this half for the car, but you use it to go drive and race mm-hmm. and goddamn go spinning out and clubbing. You putting it at risk. But I can't say shit because you pay your half too. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so I can't say nothing. So the only way you could be in full control, I learned it over being a foster child. Like, if you not paying the bills and you don't own the situation, because a lot of times why I am paying the bills, I done said, they're like, nigga, I pay the bills here. Well, this ain't your house.
Right.
You right. So if you ain't got the structure and the financials to do it you can't expect nobody to fully listen to you. And even then, you can't expect nobody to fully listen to you. So,
right, right. Yeah, because even when a man do pay all the bills, like, I got homies that, you know, their wives don't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's not going to be 100% of the time. You just they don't have no say-so. They still got say-so. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Because they there for a reason.
Right, right. And I believe if they got something to say that is, okay, that does make more sense. I'm rocking with that because that made more sense.
Yeah.
But if you're saying something that don't make no sense, we're going to have to push this to the side. But in the same breath, it also sounds like you're kind of saying like the more maybe if a woman got way more bread than you, the less submissive she probably going to be to what you got to say.
Yeah, yeah. Or if her actions are show, because like she could say something, you just know it's like, bruh. But it just all the lines where it's like, yo, I know, and I say this, like I said, I don't hold my tongue for nothing. I've been in a relationship like, look, I know how this shit go. Mm-hmm. I know it been, man, all type of famous people, stars, mm-hmm. all of this. I done seen it.
Yeah.
Have I ever got jealous on Deborah Faye? No, I have. It was one comedian I seen. I said, all right, I got to get on my game because he one of the ones.
Right.
But outside of that, I'm saluting. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right.
He in your DM. The fuck you sitting here with me for? Like, why are you here? I can't do it. I can't do what he can do. And it's kind of fat that why I learned, like, that's why I say you got to be in 100% control, because a female will go with somebody because she fit this stage of where she feel like she at in life. So she could be filthy rich and go get a broke dude because she probably just broke up with a rich dude that showed her don't none of this matter. Now she want to feel somewhere. It's like, all right, for this moment of life, I'm healing, so money don't matter. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So in the midst of me just figuring out how shit go, I'm like, man, look, I'm not broke.
Right.
I can manage my lifestyle, but your lifestyle
plus
what you got going. And she never asked me to, but knowing how I want to take stuff serious, like, and knowing whole time, like, I'm a person where I'm knowing everything gonna come to an end. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Right. I know how it goes. So I never got fully too invested. But, like, I ain't gonna say I got, like, emotionally invested. But yeah, I never, I always knew, like, this not finna be the person you finna marry.
Right.
Like, it might be a good vibe, good time. It might be somebody you with for a minute.
Yeah.
But it might not be, it ain't really gonna be there. Yeah. So I'm knowing that, but I still just provided my full expectations, like, as if it is.
Right.
So, with knowing that, I just feel like it was, I had to be honest, like, yo, if somebody can do something that I can't, I'm not attaching this to you on no, basically, like, you got to be stuck with me. I'd rather you go do your own thing.
If, like, that's what you want.
Yeah, literally, that's what you want. But at the same time, like I said, I'm knowing sometimes in those seasons, a female can feel like, yeah, well, fuck Mr. Rich Millionaire with the jet planes and all this other shit, because you fit in what I want.
Right.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because just last week, we was talking about, damn, I'm trying to get this bread for this or that, and you saying I'm trying to get bread this or that, and we sitting here like, man, we got to get this money up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a person where, and then I still know of the lifestyle of which what it came was like, okay, if it came off the fact of a DM with me and I just got this much of life going on, I'd be a fool if, like, I'm just that.
You
I'm
would
that
be.
Man,
yeah.
I'm that one. Like, I ain't crazy. Right. So I just know, like, I ain't going to disrespect you or go out my ways. I'll be loyal to you, but I'm not dumb. Like,
right. 100%. Because. Yeah, and sometimes, man, that's a lot of times, like, men got to make sure they understand, like, yo, bro, you ain't special.
You better understand it.
You ain't special, bro. Like, especially, like, it's so many other dudes that got just as much clout as you, that got better talk game than you, and a lot of
look
people fall,
you
look
you know
better
it.
Than you. You know
got
what I'm saying?
Got more money than you, and you know it.
Right.
Like, all this.
Don't just think you just special. Like, oh, or you thinking, like, okay, I'm the only one that could have DM'd her and got her in this situation. No, bruh. You're probably one of, but you're not just special.
And like, it's even worse when, imagine you ain't even a person applying the pressure. They hitting you up.
Right.
That's the ones. That's when it's like, okay, I got to keep my eyes open. Because you will get caught up thinking you special. Well, I'm like, bruh, I know better.
Right.
And I felt like that's kind of the situation too, where it's like, sometimes being too honest can taint a situation.
Mm-hmm.
where it's like girls are emotional. So when you too logical, it's like, you know what? I feel like she probably got a little bit of my reality of how I talk mixed up with my motivation. To where it's like, he ain't like, he don't really want this. Where it's like, nah, I just
He don't care if he's telling me just to go ahead with this other guy because he got clout. Basically. That might be how she feel.
Basically. But, I mean.
Even if she really thinking about it, she'll be mad that you know that's how she really feeling. That's just how a woman mind works.
And even when we, and the thing is, you could sit there and fully know. It could be like the big muscular high school crush that was in all the prom pictures at her grandma's house.
Right.
That nigga can walk through this bitch still looking like that. Mm-hmm. And she could sit right there and make up every situation why it ain't that. And you know it's that because you're a man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let this nigga be that one where he really that two. Where it's like, look, instead of me, like I done lived in too many situations where I learned facing something with like ego and anger is only tearing you up more. It's like a rope pulling at you and you pulling back. You tearing your hand up. Just let it like.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm a person when I done literally got girls take from me in my face. Like I'm talking to the girl. Somebody pull up in a nice car. All right, you come with me and drive off. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Shit, he deserved, huh? Like, hey, you see what the fuck he just pulled off in.
Right. I ain't going to take it personal.
I'm
it
standing
is what
outside.
Is.
What the fuck? So I just know situations where it's like when you know somebody lying.
Right.
That's when it's like, all right, it ain't even fun. I can't even play delusional. A lot of girls don't like the fact they can't play delusional.
Right.
And the fact, I'm glad I did move on that note because, like I said, you think you running this race to her heart, she can mess around and be like, all right, this race over. Now my rich dude called me back. Now I'm about to go back over here with him.
Yeah.
And you running a treadmill now. You think you getting to it. Like, so I'm just glad I don't put myself in those situations.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew what it was. So it's like, yo, I'ma respect you. You know what I'm saying? I'ma be honest, be as loyal as I can. You know what I'm saying? We still had our little ways, but in the midst of this, let's have a good time. Let's travel. I learned a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like learn for real, like just working out more, like taking this content stuff more serious with the fact of, like, you ain't got to be the best dressed, but, bruh, start caring. Because my fans know I don't give a damn. I be pajamas on, no drawers, goddamn slides on, no socks on.
Yeah.
Stretched out collar t-shirt, smoking at the gas station, don't give a fuck. Take a picture. Gonna take my picture. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care. But I get to the fact, like, all right, bro, you are literally on OnlyFans selling yourself as a sex symbol.
Right, right.
You have to care. And then the fat nigga, I got millions. Right. My followers up there, nigga. You got to care. So it's like, all right. This ain't the comedy world no more. Like, so it just showed me how to cut some lights on and off where I need to.
Yeah.
And then it kind of taught me to, like, honestly, from there, it taught me don't be one of these guys. I wasn't this guy, but it taught me this. It solidified. Don't be one of these guys out here that chase the status of a woman to determine yourself.
Oh,
because
no.
Because if she's better than, like, if she's in any situation better than you, and that's the reason why you want her, then it's gonna come a time where that's gonna bite you in the ass, where
for sure
you're gonna have to feel the downside of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where on the flip side, if you somebody like, yo, I naturally know I'm that dude without the females.
Mm-hmm.
When the bullshit come, it's like I that's how I had to play that situation. When the bullshit started happening, I'm like, yo, look, trust me, I know you, like, to sum it up, I know you're trying to annoy me enough to break up with you so you don't have to feel like the bad person, or I ain't got to look. Let's just separate. Right. So before I even had to lay that out, I just, like, because I knew that could have been an argument, but I'm knowing, I'm like, let me just tell her, like, honestly, I can't afford to be here.
Right.
Like, I ain't got enough money. Like, I'm not as providing as you want.
Mm-hmm.
You done basically told me what you want, what you need, like.
Right.
And once somebody get to talking about something, you better get to moving. So you done let me know, like, so I done took the signs to know, like, look, before we drag this on longer than it have to, I get out of the way. Like, if stuff makes sense in life and we can come kick it again and goddamn make it make sense because I'm in a better situation, I try to double back, but I respect it too if somebody already got you, because I know what I see you. So you know what I'm saying? But
right, right.
I felt like it was better to just make it move like that because I respect her. She do her thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If a woman telling you that's a certain lifestyle, she's specific about the lifestyle that she want, and you don't have that lifestyle right now, and she's adamant that she want it right now, that's a sign to leave that situation, because once someone comes that has that lifestyle right now, it's going to be easy for her to drop you for that, because that's what's important to her right now. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. And us thinking rationally, just like, we just, okay, I'll take that, I'll digest that, and keep moving, keep pushing.
Yeah. And is at a point where it's like, I'm the person where you ever see inside in a movie where it be like, the person, they be tripping early, then everybody be like, man, you tweaking, like you tweaking. Just for later on in the movie, it'd be like, bruh. So I'm a person where I'm always called, I jump the gun.
Right.
But I'm going to go ahead and do that, because once I jump the gun, it's going to scare you and try to act it right to prove me wrong. But you're going to still fall off again because it never was your intentions.
Exactly.
So instead of me waiting for them to prove me wrong, once I jump the gun, it is what it is. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Right.
I'm sticking to my word, but respectfully.
Yeah.
So if I ever see you getting beat up, I might goddamn help get some motherfuckers up off of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's a business move where I can't tie it in, I'm going to definitely call you like, hey,
right.
Hit this go. But I know in this note, like, emotionally, I'm seeing what is going. I know black and white thinking. When niggas be like, man, my girl is tripping.
Right.
Nobody just trips. It's shit behind it. It's
for
text
sure.
messages behind it. It's somebody at work behind it. It's a nigga in the DM behind it. It's a friend behind it. It's a mama, aunt, cousin. Nobody just trips, bro.
Something like, you done years ago, she still ain't got over behind that.
Yeah, something. You feel me?
You like, know what I'm saying? Like, she tripping because, like it can be so many things. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. Now, also, I know you got some music that dropped as well.
Oh, yeah,
like, how can people find that?
I dropped the album, Big Carolina 252. We was talking about that last time I came. I finally dropped. That's been years.
That was years ago, people.
Man, a lot going on with this world, man.
But it's out.
Big Carolina album. Yeah, dropped it. Dropped on all platforms. Doing straight, though. It's doing pretty good. I didn't have, like, no expectations on it, because I'm a person, I like starting at zero so I can see how high I can get. You know what I'm saying? So I literally had zero expectations. Like, I think I had 11 monthly listeners.
Okay.
Like, when shit was moving. And I think my highest has been, like, 800. It was, like, probably, like, a month or two after it dropped. Because one of my singles, like, Antisocial, I ended up doing a skit to it.
Okay.
And the skit ended up going, like, millions viral. So, everybody's like, yo, what's that song in the background? So, the song started streaming. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, once I found that formula, I just thought, all right, let me just keep.
Dope.
You know what I'm saying? Feeding them. And the numbers just start hitting to where, like, Mimo 600 from, like, 600. He out there in Chicago. Shout out my boy Mimo. He showed love. He liked it. 600 Breezy. He liked it. It's a few other artists. Shout out my boy YBT and them. They, like, from YBT from Dern, 83 Baby. Like, he rocked with a lot of artists. Just started hitting me up, like, it was a different. It's different between having them ha-has, you so funny, like, yo.
Right.
This song stuck in my head. Like, this one.
Oh, that's dope.
Like, so, it definitely just, like, opened the lane up. But now I'm knowing I got to treat this shit just like my content. I had to drop that project out to, like,
right,
let them know it's serious. But now I got to really, bam, bam, bam,
got to
bam,
market that bad boy. Like, you can have something dope, but if nobody can hear it, what the hell that matter?
It doesn't.
You know what I'm saying? You got to get it to the ears, man. It's like, and we, that's another thing. Like, a lot of time people are like, okay, yes, you can be one of the best rappers in the world, but if you don't put some marketing and strategy behind what you got going on, it's going to fall on deaf ears. Ain't nobody going to hear it.
It is. And I'm a person where I'm learning now. Like I said, I use my 20s going to, I ain't going to say going against the grain, but I'm going to use this to be the risk with my physical.
Right.
With my time and my physical. To where it's like, I go out here, do the crazy skits. I get locked up behind content. I done did so much craziness. Like, I'm past that now to where it's like, all right, bro, now you got to let all of that stuff, that pain and suffering, now it's time to file this 401k on this deal.
For sure.
Like, now you got to find out how you going to move off of your clout to get your money. And I always thought like this because I really studied the game to where I used to love when I seen rappers back in the day pop out and now they got their own shoe brand.
Right.
Or now they got their own clothing brand. Like, I used to love seeing that shit because, like, okay, it's clearly they ain't rapping no more, but they still booming off something. Exactly. So I always wanted, like, I got that from, like, Ice Cube, like, Master P. Well, I always wanted to be a nigga with 1,000 jobs over this media world. Like, right. I always looked at that as lit. When I grow up and I learn, sometimes a lot of people do that because they, quote, unquote, fell off.
Mm-hmm.
I just start forming myself to be fall off proof. Right. So, like, I might have some stumbles and, like, I ain't gonna say fall off proof. I done fell off a lot of times and shit, but at least know how to keep my formula.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So. And then a lot of times people confuse falling off with pivoting.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of people that know me from music, they're mm-hmm. gonna say I fell off. I have no idea about what I built with podcasting.
Same thing.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you calling it a fall off, but I pivoted. And still using my passion to bring me some profit as well, just in a different type of way. So, you know, if you guys haven't tuned into the Big Carolina 252 album, you definitely got to check it out, man. And also, can you tell people how they can follow you and tap into your movement?
Oh, yeah, on all platforms, that's Big Carolina 252. Make sure you go look me up. TikTok, Big Carolina 252, but I got a new personal one coming soon, so y'all going to see that. Make sure you check out that album. I got another single on the way. Shout my boy Wiley Coyote. I got my video premiere with him called Tiptoe. It's coming soon. Shout my boy Crazy Hustle. Produced by my boy Arlo Skeet the Goat. And I got a new single coming. Shout my boy Lavish Savage. Shout out NFL player Ty Gurley. You know what I'm saying? We got some little backing we doing, so... y'all just stay tuned, man. It's a lot on the way.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.